Well, when you're flying in Antarctica, things can turn around pretty quickly. There's a lot of waiting. Sometimes it seems unending, and you can't imagine actually going, but then very quickly things turn around. 6 p.m. today on the 23rd, I should say yesterday now on the 23rd, we got our call about the weather and learned that Yako, the meteorologist, had been observing much calmer winds, 10 knots gusting 14 over a 2-hour period. The crew decided to fly and we mobilized really quickly. By 8:30 we were at the airport, 9:30 local time in Chile we took off, and just about 2:30 a.m. local time in Chile, or about 5 a.m. Zulu GMT time, this big Aleutian jet with its rubber tires set down on the blue ice runway. And now Wayne and Larry and I are standing out in the brilliant light expanse of Antarctica. It's breathtaking, it's humbling and exciting to be here, and also in many ways relaxing. We finally made it. Months of dreaming, planning, training. Here we are, Patriot Hills. It'll be a day at a time now, hour at a time, as we try to advance on the Twin Otters out towards Benson Base, get ourselves ready to climb. But it's all worth it already. Here we are in Antarctica, 600 nautical miles from the South Pole in the interior at the base of the Patriot Hills. It's beautiful, and it's a great feeling for us, our team, to be here now.